Hey C3 family, it's Thursday and we're moving on through Romans with the next chapter, chapter 3. Now Paul in this chapter continues to talk about God's faithfulness and about righteousness. And that's what I want to talk to you about, because he continues to write about sin affecting both Jews and Gentiles, people that came from the Jewish heritage, who were Jewish by culture, by birth, by family, and Gentiles, those who were not born of Jewish people. But there's a few things I want to point out to you today, and I want to focus on a word, righteousness. Now, when we look at the word righteousness, righteousness means uprightness. It means being seen as holy and upright by God. So in verse 20, I just want you to take note of this today. Paul writes, "Therefore, no one will be declared righteous, no one will be declared upright or holy in God's sight by the works of the law." You see, the Old Testament was so full of works and things that the Jewish nation had to do when it came to ceremonially doing things, when it came to how to deal with sin, the whole sacrificial system of more than 400 sacrificial laws that God laid forth here. But remember, Jesus came in and said he is the new covenant. But listen to this. He says nobody will be declared righteous in God's sight by just following the Old Testament law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of our sin. So we can think of this in regards to the New Testament as well for us today. Through God's Word, we become conscious of those areas of our life in which we have sin. Now I'm going to jump over to verses 22 to 24. He continues to talk about righteousness. So he has already said righteousness is not found through following the Old Testament law only, not just by observing the law. He says this righteousness is given through, not acts, but through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I'm glad it doesn't just stop there, because the next verse 24 says, "And all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came from Jesus Christ." God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. And then it goes on to say he did this to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Let's just take a moment today and recognize that we are not bound by the Old Testament law, all the rules, all the regulations, but we're called to follow Jesus. And if we follow Jesus, then we are seen by God as righteous, as upright. Doesn't that just sound too easy? Well, it's not easy to walk as a Christian, but it sure is easy to accept forgiveness by Jesus, and that would motivate us to see those areas of our life that we need to be more like him. I don't know about you, but today I feel thankful that God calls me righteous, even though all have fallen short, including your pastor, of the glory of God. He makes it so clear in Romans chapter 3 that we are seen as righteous when we put our faith in him. Have a great day. Be back with you tomorrow.